The weather is getting a little warmer, which can only mean one thing. We are just around the corner from another busy and joy-filled celebration season. You know, weddings, graduations, Mother's and Father's Day. Yep, it's that time again. And just in time to help you save for all the outfits and gifts you'll need is the Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. Plus, free shipping on anything over $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on all things mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. To find more information and to get resources, visit the website at therapyforblackgirls.com. And while I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me for session 4 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. I just want to start by saying thank you for everyone who has been sharing the podcast and giving me feedback, subscribing and sharing it with your friends. I really appreciate all of the love that you're showing. You know, this has definitely raised my anxiety levels in ways that I really didn't see before releasing the podcast, but I'm super excited to continue giving Black women a platform to discuss their mental health and to prioritize their mental health. So this is one of these exercises in feeling the fear and doing it anyway, but I'm very encouraged by all the feedback I've been getting from you, so I really appreciate it. So today in the No Copay Needed segment, I want to talk a little bit about depression and what it is, and also some reasons why we might sometimes miss the signs of depression. So not just talking about the symptoms and signs of depression, but also why we miss it. So I want to start by giving some definitions and symptoms to look out for in terms of depression. So I'm going to list these things, and this comes straight from the DSM-5. So we're going to be talking about 5 or more of the following symptoms that have been present during the same 2-week period and represent a change from previous functioning. At least one of the symptoms should be a depressed mood or a loss of interest or pleasure. And these symptoms should not be attributed to another medical condition, and it should not be related to any substance use. So the first symptom is depressed mood most of the day, nearly every day, as indicated by either subjective report or observation made by others. The second symptom is markedly diminished interest or pleasure in all or almost all activities most of the day, nearly every day. So things that you really used to enjoy doing, you just notice that you don't have interest in those things anymore. The third symptom is significant weight loss when not dieting or gaining weight, or decrease or increase in your appetite nearly every day. So either gaining or losing a significant amount of weight, or an increase or a decrease in your appetite. insomnia or hypersomnia nearly every day. So insomnia is not being able to sleep, and hypersomnia is sleeping almost all of the time. Psychomotor agitation or retardation nearly every day. So just kind of feeling really slowed down, moving much slower cognitively, you know, you may be not thinking as quickly. Fatigue or a loss of energy nearly every day. Feelings of worthlessness or excessive or inappropriate guilt. Diminished ability to think or concentrate or indecisiveness nearly every day. And recurrent thoughts of death, not just a fear of dying, but recurrent suicidal thoughts with a specific plan or even without a specific plan, or having a suicide attempt or a specific plan for committing suicide. So these symptoms must cause significant impairment in either social, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. And again, these symptoms should not be related to any other diagnosed or undiagnosed medical conditions and should not be related to a substance issue. So those are the clinical kinds of symptoms that we're wanting to look at. And if you have a total of five or more of these symptoms, and that's when we would be looking at a diagnosis of perhaps a major depressive disorder. And I definitely will include a link about all of these symptoms in the show notes, therapyforblackgirls.com/4, so you can kind of get a sense of what I'm talking about and even a quiz that'll allow you, if you think you're having some depressive symptoms, to tally those symptoms up for you and make some suggestions about whether you need to reach out to someone or not. So one of the reasons I think we sometimes miss the symptoms and the severity of depression is that historically, Black women have not had the luxury to kind of just be out from work or out from school for long periods of time, being home, non-functional, and depressed. And so I think sometimes we kind of get the misconception that depression only looks like I can't get out of bed, or somebody who's missing a whole bunch of work. And while it definitely can look like that, I think culturally, Black women have been pushed to have to work so hard that it doesn't often feel like staying home, even if you are really depressed, is an option. So we see a lot of people who are walking around and maybe look pretty functional, but actually probably are pretty depressed. One of the second reasons I think we may be missing some of the symptoms and the severity of depression is that we engage in a lot of coping strategies that on the outside may look okay and healthy, but are really masking these, you know, sometimes severe symptoms of depression. So we will do things like have a girls' night, you know, we call up our girls and say, oh, I just had a rough week. Let's get together and drink some wine or something. You know, and so we are maybe not paying attention to actually how much alcohol we may be consuming. And so sometimes this is actually masking the depressive symptoms. So we're using the alcohol to kind of self-soothe in some ways and self-medicate. So hoping that the alcohol or marijuana in a lot of cases will kind of just help us to forget about whatever is troubling us. In addition to alcohol and marijuana, I think a lot of us are also doing a lot of retail therapy. So, you know, shopping sprees, and especially with online shopping now, it makes it really easy to kind of get just lost in clicking through our favorite boutiques and stores online. So we end up spending more money and, you know, thinking that that'll help us feel better when, you know, in actuality, when the credit card bill comes at the end of the month, it may actually make you feel worse. So retail therapy is definitely one of the ways that we're kind of coping in ways that may not be super healthy. Also, kind of throwing ourselves into sexual relationships. So not saying that sex is at all a bad thing, but if we're using sex as a way to cope and not deal with, you know, what we're really struggling with, then it definitely can turn into an unhealthy coping strategy. I think a lot of us also miss some of the signs and symptoms of depression because it doesn't, our symptoms may not look like the classic symptoms that I just read off. So I think sometimes for Black women, it can show up in like stomach aches or headaches, you know, just random aches and pains. And I think a lot of times we will be more likely to maybe go to our physical or our primary care doctor before we think, oh, am I really stressed about something? Is something really going on? And so sometimes our primary care doctor may be the first person who will say, hey, you may want to talk to a therapist because it seems like something else may be going on there. So if we're having these random aches and pains, it actually could be a sign that there is a depression going on, but it is showing up in physical ways. I think another reason why we sometimes miss the symptoms of depression is because of this angry Black woman stereotype. So there is a lot of space in society given for Black women to be angry and upset and just irritable all the time. But there is not space typically for Black women to just be sad. And so I think a lot of times the depression will show up looking like irritability as opposed to just sadness. And that kind of goes back to the point I mentioned about Black women not, you know, typically and historically being given space to kind of just be out from work. Like we're not given the latitude to really kind of show up and be sad. So we are walking around looking pretty functional, but actually really dying inside. And the final reason I think we sometimes miss the symptoms and severity of depression is that we are using busyness and productivity as a mask for the depression. So we are on this board and we just got this award and just got this promotion and doing, you know, this at school and on campus. And I think sometimes we are running from thing to thing and not ever giving ourselves the space and the time to be silent and to really reflect on how we're feeling. And so, again, I think, you know, the packages look really pretty and put together on the outside, but on the inside, we just are not giving ourselves time to check in with ourselves about how we're really feeling. And so I'd like to encourage us all to really kind of take a step back from all of the projects we have going on to do a check-in with ourselves, you know, like, how is your mood really feeling? When I talked about the symptoms in the beginning of this episode, do you identify with any of those things? Again, there'll be a quiz in the show notes for you to take so that you can kind of tally up any symptoms that you're experiencing that would give you some insight about whether it's actually time to talk with someone about the depressed mood that you may have been experiencing. So I'd love to hear your feedback about the episode. If there are other things that you'd like to talk about related to depression, or if you'd like to share some of your experiences about, you know, things you're feeling and you're not quite sure if you should take the next step of talking to a therapist, definitely contact me. You can reach me at podcast@therapyforblackgirls.com. We don't have any listener questions this week, but I'm happy to answer any questions you may have either about this episode or the previous episodes, or if you have just any general questions about mental health and therapy, you can definitely send those to the email address as well. Please make sure to follow us on social media. We can be found on Twitter. The handle is therapy4bgirls. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Therapy for Black Girls. And again, please make sure that you're using our hashtag. It's TBG in session. And please share this episode and the other episodes with all of your friends and family. I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb, available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.